إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we are on the subject of dua, and yesterday we spoke about how dua is our greatest resource. And today, inshallah, we'll see what are the conditions of acceptance of dua. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put as the conditions for the acceptance of dua? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, in the middle of the ayat relating to Ramadan al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put this ayah where He said, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانْ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Which means, when my slave asks about me, I am close to him. Let him ask me and I will give him. Let him make dua and I will accept it. And then Allah said, let him obey me and let him believe in me. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. So let him obey me. وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. And let him have faith in me. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. So that he may be guided. Perhaps he will be among those who are guided. The لَعَلَّ, which is the literal translation, is perhaps in the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says لَعَلَّ, we understand it in the meaning of yaqeen. Definitely it will be there, even though Allah has said perhaps. Now, therefore, the conditions for acceptance of dua are two. One, that we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. And two, that we have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. Now, what is the standard of obedience? Obey meaning what? Because this is one of the biggest problems today. We feel that obedience means we do what we like. We obey in those things that we like to obey, which is really not obeying at all, because in any case you would like to do that. And the things that we don't like to do, we think it is okay to disobey. So selective obedience is disobedience. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's standard of obedience is what? For the Muslims, سَمَعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ. We hear and we obey. Allah did not say we hear and if we like, we will obey. We hear and if we understand, we will obey. We hear if we agree, we will obey. We hear if it is convenient, we will obey. We hear if it sounds scientific, we will obey. We hear if it looks logical, then we will obey. No. We hear and we obey. Whether it sounds scientific or logical or illogical or unscientific or whatever and whatever and whatever, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered, we will obey. Whether we like it, whether we don't like it, whether it is convenient, whether it is not convenient, whatever the situation might be, we will obey. This is the position of the Muslim. The position of the Muslim is سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ. O Allah, please forgive us and to you is our return. With this condition of obedience must come the condition of faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. Allah said, have iman on me. Now, faith in Allah is of course the beginning of it, and the essence of it is ubudiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have faith in Allah, meaning that we worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu without any partners. But faith also means to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can actually do what I am asking Him to do. To believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best what is best for me. Now, with respect to dua specifically, because one of the issues with dua, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a slave asks Allah, and then he asks Him again and again, and then he gives up. And he says, what is the good of asking? I asked so many times, nothing happened. Now, this is a lack of faith. This is a lack of faith. Second way of lack of faith is that we ask for something, and then when we either don't get that or we get something different, then we feel dissatisfied, we feel unhappy. Now, this is also a lack of faith, because faith means to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give, to believe that He will give that which He considers best for us, because He wants to do the best for us. So, both of these things together, they are faith. And of course, I said, ubudiyyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, very important for us to remember these two things. Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalal. The only dua that is for which obedience is not a precondition is the dua that the oppressed one makes against his oppressor. That's it. Other than that, all duas, including tawbah. Tawbah is a sign of obedience. Tawbah is means that a person is coming back to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbah or istighfar. Tawbah means to turn around. And istighfar is to seek forgiveness. So, tawbah or istighfar, how do you make tawbah? By seeking forgiveness. So, you make istighfar in order to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way which is completely sincere. So, therefore, tawbah is also a sign of obedience. The only dua for which obedience is not a requirement is the dua that the oppressed person makes against the oppressor, because this Allah accepts even from people who are not Muslim. But other than that, the conditions of dua, Allah mentioned this. Final point here is the issue of this ayah itself. Why is this ayat in the middle of the ayat relating to Ramadan? And since inshallah we will be in Ramadan in a day or two, it's important to remember that inshallah. And that is because Ramadan comes for what? For increasing our taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Fasting has been prescribed on you like it was prescribed on people before you, so that you may become people of taqwa. Now, when you become a person of taqwa, when you become a person who is conscious about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is conscious and concerned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must never be angry with me, must never be displeased with me, then immediately also you ask about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because who is Allah? Allah must not be displeased with me, so who is Allah? Automatic question. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عَبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. See the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is saying, when my slave asks about me, I am close to him. And when Allah is close to you, what do you do? You make dua. And see the beauty of the connectivity of the Quran. Here is a situation which has been sent to you, a ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Ramadan al-Kareem, which has come in order to increase our taqwa. As a result of increase of taqwa, we ask about Allah. And the moment we ask about Allah, Allah says, I am close to you. And when Allah is close to the slave, then what does he do? He makes dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I will accept your dua. Ujibu da'wat ad-da'i idha da'an. Tell him, make him tell, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my Nabi, tell them to ask me, and I will give them. But two conditions. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُ بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. The one who is obedient, and the one who has iman, not only, inshallah, that he will get his du'as will be answered, and tomorrow we'll talk about what does it mean to answer du'as. Not only will that happen, but he will be among the people who are rightly guided. Among the Rashidun. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are rightly guided. We ask Allah to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. We ask Allah to accept our du'as. We ask Allah to give us that which we ask, and to give us that which we could not ask out of His Majesty and grace and His generosity. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.